بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسردنا حديث: كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says it is haram for one Muslim to unjustly take the life of another Muslim, and it is haram for one Muslim to unjustly and without any right take the wealth of another Muslim. This we all understand, and we know generally we will not take the life of another Muslim. We know the seriousness of it, we know it is haram, we won't even think of it, let alone attempt it. And the same applies to the wealth of another Muslim. You won't touch it, you know it's haram. But the third aspect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and the same level of hurmat, the same level of prohibition and unlawfulness applies to the honor of another Muslim, the dignity of another Muslim. But there we find that there isn't that level of importance attached to that prohibition. Today we find, because of social media, it's so easy, with the press of one button, we just copy and paste something regarding somebody and we forward it, we send it, we broadcast it. That is the irq, that is the person's honor, it's his dignity, his reputation. We're living in an age of reputation assassination. Very easy, we can assassinate the reputation of the next person. This also says, as much as it's haram for you to take the life of that person, equally haram it is for you to say something negative about that person and thereby stain his reputation and his dignity. Ask yourself, before you share that information with anyone else, will you like anyone to share such information about you with anyone else before sharing it with anyone else? May Allah grant us understanding.